Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is January 7th, 2021.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And if you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell, 316-619-4886. Let him know you're going to call. Again, it's 316-619-4886.
Okay, you can always find updates with the breaking news, all about what's going on at the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all our ministry hub, which is very simply
prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
And we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube, some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime.
And let's thank our listener base in places worldwide, like Montreal, Canada, Perth, Australia, Samaria, Province of Samaria, Russia Federation. And in the USA, we have Seattle, Washington, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and this week, Wichita, Kansas is back at the number, at the largest group of listeners.
Well, you could call it number
listen
one.
To the program when it podcasts later tonight.
Okay, actually, see, what that is that's basically a note. You can say it any way that you want
and
to.
I do. Well, I don't read it.
I know. I'm just saying. Anyway, but folks, send us an email at radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone at 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're coming from, especially if we haven't mentioned your city before. Well, I'm just stopping and leaving outward.
Are you going to stay on Twitter or are you going to go over to the other ones too? Everybody's leaving Twitter, I guess, what I heard.
Okay, that's Pastor Dan at Twitter at Branch77. It's like this. Will I leave Twitter? Will I leave Facebook? I'll leave when they kick me off.
Yeah, when they block you.
But here's this. You know, why do you retreat from the battlefield when the battle's there to be fought?
Yeah.
If it's all peaceful and hunky and dory on the other side, why do you want to be there?
Only Twitter and Facebook's one-sided.
Well, right. But, you know, you can still get a lot of information. There's an awful lot that they don't censor.
Yeah, as long as it slips through, you can still get it even before they take it down. That's the point.
Well, there's a lot of news that goes through. It's just all has to do in the wording, and they pick on certain people. But there's a lot of news and a lot of things out there to get, you know. It's a really, really – in fact, it's one of the best – Twitter, I had 12,000. They started taking people off.
Yeah, I heard that, too. They're just anonymously taking people's followers.
Well, I lost about 600 today. Yesterday I had about almost 13,000. Today I got about 11,000 and something.
Yeah, they don't want the truth out.
There's the point. And you don't know, and I know they are robbing people, but this I also know, that a lot of people lost heart after yesterday and just withdrew from the
plane. Yeah, everybody gave up.
And they withdrew from the playing field, and a lot of them went over to Parler. Sure, I went over to Parler. I have an account on Parler, and I just don't remember the handler. I'd give it to them right now so they could get it, and I'll have it up for next program. But my point is I don't leave the battlefield until I can't fight no more. Anyway, now prayer, and we'll talk about all this stuff today. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray for you tonight, goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to understand the truth, to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. And, boy, I am really out of practice. Now we need the song. I wasn't even going to ask for a song. I'm going to sit here and wait on it.
Yeah, because I got something to say.
You probably have a lot to say. Anyway, could we have the song, or did we get it to him in time?
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver in song. If you'll give an ear to these words I say, compassion for the lost will grow strong. I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro. A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls and they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness. They cannot see the road that they're on. Pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls.
Okay, we're back from the song, and I know my wife is anxious to say a few things, but I got a couple of paragraphs I want to say real quick to get this program started tonight. First off, folks, we have missed you, and there are several reasons why we were not here. It wasn't because of the holiday, it was just some other things. But anyway, we're back now. But today, as many of you are, I am very deeply saddened about yesterday. You have to keep your eyes on Yeshua as things are going to get a whole bunch tougher, a lot tougher. We are in that time of the end, so you must expect things to get tougher. It will till he returns. Did I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that President Trump, or we believe, that he was going to be reelected? Sure he did. And I believe he won by a legitimate election, but the election wasn't legitimate. He had the votes, but it was crooked. In fact, we heard something out of Italy today that came out that said the people that are doing it admitted it, and there are all kinds of things. I don't see how it can possibly play out. We don't lay down from this fight. We stand up. We are supposed to stand up. We're supposed to stand on Yeshua's words to stand against this evil at all costs. Let us begin with some words that passed to me yesterday, and I added a lot to them. So you've just witnessed a coup, the overthrow of the U.S. free election system, the end of our constitutional republic, and the merge of capitalism into the slide towards socialism. What will happen next? Expect the borders to open up. Increased immigration, who were once illegal, will now become illegal. You will have no way to stop it, and there will never be another free election. They will not have to use voting machines when the illegals all get in. They will not have to. No more lockdowns, more masks, forced vaccinations. Expect agencies like Homeland Security to be muzzled or even deleted. Law enforcement will see continued defunding. The Electoral College will be gone. History erased. Two Supreme Court justices might be removed. The Supreme Court will be packed. Your Second Amendment will be attacked. If you have any manufacturing job or oil industry job, get ready. It's going away. You're headed for no genders and to be persecuted for saying anything different, like mother or even father. If you run a business, brace yourself, because you'll be on the hook for slavery reparations, or you'll have your suburbs turn into Section 8 housing. Your taxes are going to go way up and up, and businesses are going to pay a lot more. Nothing is off the table with the Democrats, and they already said that. I could go on and on, folks, but there is no real recovery from this. The elections from here on will be decided by New York City, Chicago, and California. The Republic will be dead. Mob rule and appeasement will run rampant. The candidate who offers the most from the Treasury will get the most votes. But the votes won't matter anyway, just because the ones received and counted, that's all been said. Who just proved it to us. Benjamin Franklin was walking out of the Independence Hall after the Constitutional Convention in 1787 when someone shouted out, "Doctor, what have we got? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin responded and said, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, it doesn't look like we kept it, does it, folks? Folks, you will now lose your republic. You turned away from Yahweh. You turned away from family. You turned away from this country. You embraced a degeneracy, a terrible culture. You celebrated and looked to fools. You worshiped yourself selfishly as you took for granted what men did for you, did to you to give you. You desecrated history and all it teaches, all on your watch. America just died. It's likely she'll never recover or be the same again. That's gone away. We very well could be headed for a civil war, something I strongly believe is will happen. And Dimitri Dudeman, the prophet, said, what would happen to America? And when this happened to America, we would be invaded. Some of you, I have no idea what you've done. Sadly, a bunch of you have an idea what you did, but you did it anyway. All right, now then, you said you had a lot of things to say.
Well, there's a couple things that I'm very, very upset about.
Well,
the first one that I'm real upset about is the Democrats' new ending to their prayers in their meetings and their whatever they want to hold. They say a man and a woman. What's wrong with them? It's not about gender. It's so be it. A man, so be it.
I'm pretty sure
it's
that
not a man, hey, and a woman, hey. That is just so.
It
upsets me.
Well, okay, it means so be it. But here's the point. It should, as upset as you are, you know, we need to be more than upset. That just shows you how far it's came. It's nuts. None of it makes sense, and the left has just took over. They now have all of Congress, and they now have the presidency, and they now have the House.
Yeah, and just like yesterday. Everybody in their right mind knows that was Antifa doing that to make Trump look bad so they could get what they wanted. It's all a plan made up by the Democrats.
Okay, well, what they did.
And what upsets me about that is Trump withdrew his lawsuit against Georgia today. He withdrew.
He has no recourse now. It's do that or they're going to impeach him. Now, wait till we get to the end of this. But Yeah, he withdrew his lawsuit. It would do no good. Those lawsuits will do any good at all in the world, even if they prove them, because they're not going to withdraw the they would have to impeach the president or something for him out. It's game over.
Yeah, it's the Bible of lies, because it says good will be evil and evil will be good. That's exactly what we're in.
Okay. You know, and we'll say this about that. There was some Antifa there yesterday. There was also some other people that broke in. I mean, the Antifa broke in, and even if they were crazies, they shouldn't have broke in, and it was a small group of people that did it. Compared to over a million people there, it was a small group of people that did it. Yes, I believe wholeheartedly Antifa was there. The girl that died was not Antifa.
No.
She was an Air Force veteran, and there was a lot of people with her, but they got... But that's what Antifa went there to do, was to instigate them to trouble.
And there were four that died.
Yeah, that's what I have written right here. I found it out today. Four people died yesterday, not two. And everyone knows, and the other three, one of them, they pushed them off a balcony.
Yeah, I didn't hear. They said three other people died, but they didn't elaborate on it.
Well, I found out on one, and it shows he was climbing to the top of the balcony, and all the police were up there, and they just pushed him off. They should have pulled him up and arrested him. Anyway, anyway, this is from someone I withheld the names. Read this. We're going to try and get through this before break.
He and I were stopped twice by the Secret Service for carrying a flag around the White House back in 2000.
Okay, stop. This is from somebody I withheld the names, folks. Go ahead.
There is no way that they had 200,000 people outside and only had a few Capitol guards at the doors. This building held the most powerful government on earth, and it was easily breached by people holding flags. Really, they said there would be 300,000 National Guard there for security days in advance of this event. Inside became a crime scene where a woman was murdered, yet they conducted business as usual only a few hours later in a room where the shots were fired. Really? Hundreds of people, protesters all over and inside the building, would have closed the building down to look for any kind of ordnance left behind. It would have taken days to clear it.
Stop a second. It would have took days to clear it. They wouldn't have just let them right back in and all that stuff. Because why? They weren't worried about it because there was nothing in there because they did this.
Right.
Go ahead.
There is no way this Capitol breach was not a planned event. In the evening after it is all over, there were suddenly thousands of Capitol guards pushing back the crowd.
Now, why weren't they there in the first place? They knew the thing was going to happen. They knew how many people. They didn't do it because they didn't want to. Go ahead.
The discussions inside were about fraud in the election. The crowd outside wanted the discussions to take place, yet the Trump supporters that want law and order stormed the building. Please tell me you are not that naive.
Right. They wanted law and order. In fact, they even brought them chairs. They brought them a busload of chairs to sit in and things, and they weren't being violent at all. It was a few people orchestrated to do this, and now they're putting it off, and it's a false flag. If you watch the videos of the folks, if you watch the videos of the people getting in, then it was like they took away, oh, here they come, here they come. And you could tell that the guard was directing them to different places in the White House where they needed to be. A certain group of people were let in and were orchestrated to do that. How else would they, with all the rush and the police and everything, how come they were able to stand for selfies and all kinds of things? About the only thing I think they're really worried about is somebody stole Nancy Pelosi's computer.
Oh, they did.
You know, maybe that'll turn out something to good. Now, I'm not saying, folks, that somehow or another this could change. I just don't see how, but, you know, the father can do anything, but I don't know. I always said that I believe, and I still believe, I believe over and over that Trump would make it back into presidency. He was the legitimate vote won him over probably close to 80 million or more people, because you got to consider all the ones that were stolen from Biden. That's the largest group of people that's ever voted for a president, but it was stolen from him. But let's go to the heart of the matter.
Well, and they said there's over 200 and some thousand votes, more than people that are registered to even vote.
Okay, but let me tell them this before break. Here's my point. I said all along, though, even though I believed that, It's all going to boil down to if the United States really does repent. If we repent in the right degree, then he'll save our nation. Well, it does not look like we repented enough, and you don't know. This also may be the thing that saves our nation. It may take people to rise up. It may people to get that angry. We don't know. We do know one thing, that it's in the Father's hands no matter what. But we have to stay strong. We have to get in the fight. Just like I said earlier today, have I left Twitter? No. Have I left Facebook? No. Have I removed myself from the battlefield? No. There's the point. That's why when we talk about the Mission Church, I say it's from the front lines. We're on the front lines out there fighting with the COVID and all the things and all the regulations, but we're still there feeding the people. And we, as well as other people that are speaking the truth, you need to support them. If you're not going to get out and do it yourself, you need to support them. We need your help for talk radio. If you missed our program, you need to make a donation. That's what you do. I have never been so forceful in my life when it comes to radio. But you need to make a donation. You need to help us with the Wichita Mission Church. Because we're going to stay out there on the front lines till we can't do it anymore. We're going to stay on radio till we can't do it anymore. And I do apologize. I actually went to the hospital is why I couldn't, in part, go on radio. But we got to get out of here and go to break. Tell them where to find us at. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll talk.
Okay. You can find all of our mission updates, all radio archives and everything is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Perilous times I know are here.
Sun worship has always been the basis of religious activity, which opposes the true worship of the biblical Creator. The purpose of these segments, entitled Just the Facts, is to examine various aspects of sun worship and its influence upon the gradual falling away from the example set by Jesus, taught by His disciples, and practiced by the believers of the first century. While we hope that you find these brief segments informative and thought-provoking, it is impossible to expose the depth of the deception that has taken place in such short periods of time. For this reason, I would like to make you aware of more complete documentation which is available to you. I have written down the words of a book entitled Too Long in the Sun. The book contains a more complete documentation in a simple, easy-to-read format of the apostasy of the last days, which was prophesied by both the Old and New Testament. The book traces pagan sun worship through the various civilizations of history and right on through present day. It documents from an historical and biblical standpoint the fact that what the Bible calls the ways of the heathen must still be dealt with today. A short 28-page summary of the book is also available, along with a one-hour audio tape version of the summary. Finally, a one-hour video presentation of Too Long in the Sun is offered as a free gift for those purchasing three of the larger 256-page books. This video includes pictures and video segments from around the world, which verify in a powerful and undeniable way what is being presented. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin. You're listening to the Science Branch Prophecy Hour and American Voice
Radio Network.
Radio Network. Thank you. Okay, first off, folks, I want to make it clear. I believe a coup is going on. That's the removing our president, the lawful president from the United States. But however, as the riots were going in, and this is from the worldisraelinews.com, I just got in. And I'm going to read it real quick, and then I got some stuff, and it'll all go together. You'll see what I mean. Anyway, a Vanity Fair report says that the West Wing staffers were told to avoid Trump while it was going on. Trump rioters, were there in a coup, and West Wing staffers were told, you better stay away from President Trump, because if you don't, you might get up swept up in his coup against Biden and be tried for treason. And so it scared a lot of their staffers, and that may even be the reason why some of the senators folded, although I believe they had plans to fold anyway. None of them had any spine. However, on the staff side, I don't remember. I wished I had the number in front of me, but I think it was at least 140 Republicans stood up in the House and wanted it challenged. And so I do believe that. But, so let's go back. We need to get this. Again, I watched the videos, and I believe that people breaking in were Antifa, but they were instigating others to do it.
Representative Paul Gosar, a Republican in Arizona, who believed the violence at the Capitol had all the hallmarks of Antifa provocation, he wrote on Twitter, "Look at the folks breaking the glass, all Antifa, your little buddies." Representative Matt Gaetz, a Florida Republican, said in a speech on the House floor overnight that there was evidence that some of the people rioting were masquerading as Trump supporters.
All eyes on Mike Pence, folks, because let's see what he's going to do. If he has any spine, I already believe he folded. In fact, there was a lot of people saying it ahead of time. One of Trump's attorneys said he was going to fold and that he was going to do that. And in fact, he warned Trump about him a couple of years ago. But the people are calling for the for Pence to become president and invoke the 25th Amendment. House Democrats on Wednesday made one last stab at trying to remove Trump from office. And go ahead.
Democrats of the House Judiciary Committee used the security breach at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday as a basis for asking Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office. The 25th Amendment allows a vice president and cabinet to remove a sitting president who is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. In the swirl of rumors flying about Washington on Wednesday night, some reports said removing Trump was under consideration by some members of the cabinet. Ed O'Keefe, just in, this is not news we deliver lightly. Marjorie Brennan, says, as she reports, Trump cabinet secretaries are discussing invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Nothing formal yet presented to Vice President Pence. I'm talking about actual members of the cabinet, she said. Democratic Representative David Cicilli of Rhode Island shared a letter on Twitter. Vice President Pence can help put down this attempt coup if he wanted to. He tweeted, I'm circulating a letter urging him to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office. If he doesn't, then Congress should go ahead and impeach the president.
They're trying to do that.
For why? He didn't do anything.
If they impeach him, he can't run for office again. If they don't impeach him, he can come back and run for office again. So why wouldn't they? And it goes back to that. He hasn't did anything all along.
Right, exactly.
People keep digging into this place, but well, why would they do that? Why wouldn't they do it? They're just trying to remove him from office. They don't care about truth, justice, the American way. They don't care about Yahweh. They just whatever gains them power. Whatever gains them power. It has nothing to do with right or wrong. They are evil. Evil will do anything. Go ahead.
New, I am sending a letter with Representative Ted Lewin and our colleagues on the House Judiciary Committee calling on Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office after today's event. The letter was also signed by Democratic Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee, Madeline Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania, Ted Deuce of Florida, Veronica Escobar, Sevilla Garcia, and Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, Parmalee Jeff Paul of Washington, Hank Johnson of Georgia, Madre Jones and Jerry Nadler of New York, Ted Lewin and Eric Swadlowell of California, Lucy McBeth of Georgia, Joe Nushigoose of Colorado, James Raskin of Maryland, and Jing Sancton of Arizona. Others also called for the president to be removed from office. The insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol today should be held fully accountable for their actions under the law, so should the president. Democrat Senator Patty Murray of Washington said in a statement according to KXLY-TV, the most immediate way to ensure the president is prevented from causing further harm in coming days is to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove him from office. As history watches, I urge Vice President Pence and the president's cabinet to put country before party and act. The letter from the House Democrats said Trump was to blame for the insurrection which occurred during the D.C. rally in support of the president's fight against alleged voter fraud that he claims swung the election to Democratic Joe Biden. It is with great sadness that we write to you following the incidents that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol today. As you presided over the U.S. Senate, angry supporters of President Trump attempted an insurrection, illegally storming and breaching the U.S. Capitol building to stop the certification of President-elect Biden's victory, said the letter, which was posted on the Sicilian's website.
Okay.
And they got to prove that Trump was even involved. He had nothing to do with it.
No, they don't. Well, wait a minute.
He didn't do anything. They did it.
Okay. Did they have any proof when they impeached him? Answer the question.
They haven't had any proof on anything they've accused him of.
So why do they need it now?
It's ridiculous.
Here's the point. They're evil. They believe in lying. They have no scruples. So why did he have to do anything? They're play-acting like he did something. You understand? They're playing act. What they say... Me and you know the truth, but a huge percentage of Americans don't know because where do they get it? Then they turn around and they get it from Fox and all the rest of the news, which Fox turned traitor. They all tell the same lie. So if they tell the same lie, the American people, they hope, are going to be fooled by that lie, and it doesn't matter that they need truth. That's the folks' point, or folks' point, Ralph.
That's the point, folks.
Right. I've been doing that all day. Okay, so that is the point. They don't need truth. Liars don't need truth. They don't need truth. It's lie after lie. They'll lie to you, bold to your face. It doesn't matter because they don't need the truth. They have the lie. They have the lie. Just like same-sex marriage. It's a lie. Do they need a lie? No. Look around you. Everywhere you go, people are two guys together, a couple girls kissing in a store or whatever. It's a lie, but they don't need the lie because they're protected by the lie, because the people go along with the lie and the people are hoodwinked into thinking the lie is true. Just like you say all the time, evil good, good evil, vice versa. It's that same thing. You're just seeing it in front of your eyes and it's making you mad, you know. Anyway, so these people weren't. He was not doing a coup, anything like that. In fact, it was a peaceful protest until the very end, and that was done by a few people. Some of them were Antifa, but I'm willing to say that there's other Trumpers, like the woman that got shot, that got caught up in the storm. And you know how crowd mentality is. Let's do it. Let's go. And so it was a small group of people that did that. But the point is, it should have been stopped. They had enough police to do it. They had National Guard on the way. What do you mean, on the way? Why wasn't National Guard in place ahead of time? Why wasn't all those police there ahead of time? Because they wanted something to happen. They wanted it to happen to be able to remove him. Now, here is a better question. Beyond the fact that they are trying to get rid of him, you know, where I say maybe for future election, it also goes to this, is what are they afraid of? You know, why do they need to keep doing it? What are they afraid of, other than maybe re-election or something else? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it is...
Here's where you stop. Isn't it?
I have no idea you've been...
Go ahead.
The world watched... gassed as an insurrectionist who had been edged on by the president, threatened the safety of the elected officials and staff, and destroyed public property as they stormed and occupied both the House and the Senate chambers, bringing our democracy to a halt. At one point, the insurrectionists even removed an American flag flying at the Capitol and replaced it with a Trump flag, the letter said. The letter claimed Trump inflamed the protesters and rioters. Meanwhile, President Trump remained silent even as insurrectionists broke windows, threatened U.S. Capitol Police, and scaled the walls of the Capitol. Earlier in the morning, President Trump held a rally at the White House and told protesters, "I'll be with you," and encouraged them to march to the Capitol to protest the certification of the Electoral College vote.
Okay, stop. Now, that was a lie. He asked folks when it all started, he told them to go home. He said, just go home. And Twitter cut off their feed so that he couldn't tell the people to go home. But let's go with this. It still goes back to the same thing. There's nothing wrong with we've had peaceful protests all summer, right?
Right.
The so-called peaceful protests burnt down things, killed people. The only people killed here today was by police. That's the only people that killed anybody. And otherwise, it would not have been fighting had they have been allowed. They were allowed in there. They didn't have anything up. Again, it was orchestrated. Trump did not egg them to any kind of violence. He did not say, use violence. It is American right to protest. That's what we've been hearing for the last several years. It was American right to protest, and it's mostly people while everything's burning down behind them. But, see, they twist it over on Trump. They say, well, he did this, and he deserves to be removed as president. Those politicians egged those people on to do that all summer. Why didn't they call? Because they're the left. We have, you know, we can't withdraw from the battlefield, but it's going to get tougher. Go ahead.
Okay, the letter said Trump's refusal to abandon his claims of election fraud was part of the reason he should be removed from office. Later Saturday, President
Last Saturday.
Last Saturday, President Trump sought to undermine our democracy by encouraging election officials in Georgia to find more votes to overturn the election results. Even before the election, President Trump refused to commit to the peaceful transition of power. We have seen the fruit of the president's remarks in the violence and chaos unleashed today, the letter said. The letter begged Pence to remove Trump. Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution provides that the vice president and the majority of sitting cabinet secretaries with the authority of to determine a president as unfit if he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, it said. Even in his video announcement this afternoon, President Trump revealed that he is not mentally sound and is still unable to process and accept the results of the 2020 election.
Stop. The evidence is still there. But again, it doesn't matter whether there's evidence or there. In fact, we got information today that that it was actually somebody in Italy and that it went through that process and went back to Germany, that the vote was changed. It's supposed to be proof, but it doesn't matter because they don't care about proof.
President Trump's willingness to incite violence and social unrest to overturn the election results by force clearly met this standard. So too are his recent tweets, which Twitter has since deleted, saying the election was stolen and that today riots are the things events that happen. For the sake of our democracy, we empathetically urge you to invoke the 25th Amendment and begin the process of removing President Trump from power. President Trump has shown time and again that he is unwilling to protect our democracy and carry out the duties of his office.
And that's
baloney.
And that's a load of garbage. We already know, we already clearly know that President Trump has been, he did better than any other president, and that's what the problem is he has did so good, and he's not a globalist. And so they all want him in. But let me tell you what.
They want him out.
They want him out. Boy, I keep twisting every word today. But here's the point. Here is the real point. The real point of the matter is that he showed us. He gave us a great revealing about what we need, oncoming for in the future. You know, he told us what was going on. We should have took that heed and seen the evil around us, and this country should have repented. But it didn't. A certain percentage of people were maybe showing up one day in Washington, D.C. They thought it was good, but they're not living a repentive lifestyle. Nothing is, I mean, yeah, and amen, they did fight back hard. These states have the last 4 years, and there has been abortion that has been beat way back and defunding way back. But it's so much more. It's a repentative lifestyle. You see out there, you Christians living just like everybody else, believers living like everybody else, leaving with the, you know, like I say, evil and good is not supposed to be together, but they're out there wallowing in it together. You know, oh, this person's my buddy. You know, I hang out with, you know, whatever. But the point is where is the repentance? Where is the repentance? Now, That's where it all lies. But folks, you know that puts us where we know as a fact that at some point things are going to cross the line, and they're going to get this whole world is going to get extremely dark. That's why it says work while there's still light and you can work. We are stepping off into that darkness, and America has to go. The battle was really for America. Why? Because America led the nation and would either lead them in holiness or they would lead them in corruption. And we are leading in corruption. This is, there's people that call it Mystery Babylon because we let so many gods in. It fits perfect. Look around you. The one true God is being taken out of the square, is being suppressed. You think those folks over in California, and there's a huge amount of people over there in support of Trump in California that were standing up, but the point is they're going to be shut down. You know why? Because of the church. Gavin Newsom's already been doing it. He's been shutting the church doors over and over. They've been persecuting the church. When they have power in Congress, what are they going to do when you go around using mother and father when they won't even let them use it in Congress? they're going to completely wipe genderism off the planet. If you call somebody a mother and she's a mother, you're liable to get arrested. That's what it's coming to. That's what they want. And they're still under the illusion. They're under the illusion that this many people will submit. Well, I don't believe 75 or 80 million people will submit. I believe a big, huge part of them will submit. But I also believe another large part of them, you know, we've had a bigger run on guns since President Trump has been in office than any other, and it's even gotten more, it's gotten so bad that you can't even find ammunition in most places. You can't go buy ammunition. Once in a while, you can find a store that's got it. Most of the time, the major cartridges they use are all gone. Why? Because people are stocking it and storing it. And they're stocking, there's not all of a sudden a run on wild animals, you know.
No. They're wild animals, but they're human ones.
Well, and I wouldn't say they're wild animals either. They're just people that believe in protecting their rights. I believe it's going to come down to that. But if the prophecy that Dmitry Dudeman, and I believe him, says is true, when in the central part of the United States, a small contingent, well, it says a group of people will start fighting against the government, and that's when Russia will attack, and I believe it will be Russia and China. Let's go with this also. This is where it's coming to. Although George Washington had several visions of the United States, and the last one, while there would be attacks from the coast, said, talked about East and West Coast, it said that we would survive it. Well, I don't know. I know Yeshua is coming. I believe it's within our lifetime. And you need to get ready. You need to have your household ready. You need to have your, first, spiritually ready. After spiritually ready, you need to have your household and food in the order, and you need to get as many people into the kingdom as you can. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, and while we're talking about getting ready, let's go with this. Wichita Mission Church. Now, we projected we'd have so much food for so long. That food's about to run out. So we need to talk to them about getting some more meat and some more vegetables. Tell them what you need. Hello?
Well, I think I have enough meat to get through January, but...
That's not enough. January. Okay, folks, listen. She said January. Today is January 7th.
Yeah.
That's a little about 22 days, and so that's not a lot. So, no, you don't have enough meat. Now, what about your vegetables? How long are they going
to
last?
I don't know. I have to look and see what I got. I use 3 to 4 cans every meal, so.
Yeah.
And we do 8 meals a month, so.
We do 8 meals over there a month. Okay. So, how many people have you been feeding?
Well, it's been, I was doing 60 every time, but it's been going over. The most we did was 85, I think, but 71 Friday, I think.
Yeah, so
71. It was 71 Friday and 51 Tuesday,
so
because it was the first of the month. But 51 for the first of the month is a big number.
Yeah, it's usually down low.
It's down around 40.
About
get
40,
paid.
And so that's 51. And so you got people that are being fed that, you know, we're feeding 85 people at a time. Sometimes 65, sometimes 70. Some I know I've been counting. And my wife always acts like she can always get through everything, which we do always get through everything. But the point is
I am out of pastas, though. I do need pastas. I need things to go with the meat and to make the meals. But I'm out of plates and forks, and I do need to stock the mission, though.
Yeah, you need to stock the mission. You need to stock the meat freezer like we did before.
And we're doing coffee now, too, so I need to stock coffee cups and lids.
Yeah, amen. And so these people are in need. And they count on it. They're over there. Tell them about that one day. How cold was it out there that one day?
It was raining. It was really cold. It was raining all day. You're talking about?
Yeah, it was 30-some degrees. And
I think that day is the
rain.
One we did 71.
Yeah, and we did do 71 plates in the pouring down rain. I know I went out there and stood with them, and we were out with them. We finally put them under the awning. And then they got back out to get in line.
Well, we put them under the awning, but then we started serving, and nobody wanted to lose their place in line because they wanted to get their plate and go. So they had to stand in the rain or stand under the awning, and so it was a mess. So we're going to get a system, I think, and hand out numbers if we have to do that again so they don't lose their place in line and they can stay out of the rain.
Yeah, that was my idea. because once you, but the point is, so these people are, they're not just needing a plate of food, they have to have the plate of food. Otherwise, 30-some degrees, and most of them didn't have a raincoat. Most of them did not have any kind of umbrella or nothing, and stood out in the rain to get a plate of food and everything else that was given. You know, like now, they're crying for gloves. We don't get gloves. We didn't got gloves since
We don't have gloves, coats, hat, or anything, because the last giveaway, we put them all out, and they're all gone.
Yeah, and the gloves was from last year.
I think we even gave all the stocking hats out this year.
Yeah, I did. I put them out there.
But we don't have anything for them.
Yeah.
No blankets, no coats, no hats, no gloves, no socks. We were getting socks, and we don't even have socks anymore.
Yeah, we're not getting socks.
So we need all that stuff.
We did have the some government people bring us by some footstep form to stand in.
Oh, yeah, we could put footprints out in the parking lot, 6 foot apart.
How ridiculous. Anyway, and I'm not blowing off COVID. I do believe that it can be very, very serious, but it's not quite as... I'm not going to go into all that debate right now, but the point is we need your help, folks. We need to stop the Wichita Mission Church. We do need meat. My wife says we have enough till the end of January, and I'm not trying to be harsh on her, but it's January 7th. That's not far off, and then we'll be out of meat. And
it is so much easier to have it there when I get there to make food than to have to go to the store every time, which is what we used to have to do because we never had any stock, so we had to buy it as it came, and sometimes we didn't have the money until we got there to get it, so... Yeah,
right.
We don't fall back into that.
It's not that we can't do it by faith. We did it by faith, but the Father did bless us that we were able to be able to not have to run right to the store all this, 2020.
Yeah.
But we need it to be that way in 2021, and we're not asking for much. We just, we need probably about $500 or $600 for vegetables and about the same amount. Now, actually, I think we spent about $800.
Well, there'll probably be more for vegetables now because when we got it last time, we found those ones
that were
cheap, and they're like $5 a can now for something. So instead of $2, they're $4.
Oh, we've got to get out of here. Tell them, okay, folks, you can donate online over the telephone, mail a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. If you don't want to help with support, help with radio. Tell them goodbye.
Okay, people, if you can help, pray about helping. Do as the Lord guides you. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and folks, again, we do really need your help. We need the help. We're not asking for ourselves. We're asking for others one way or another. We'll be there as long as the Father keeps us. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repenting sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember, he is in control of everything. Remember what, Mother? Always be what?
Blessing to others, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Yeah, because there will never be peace until he returns. So again, pray about supporting radio. If you enjoy this radio program, we need you to support it. If you want, please help the Wichita Mission Church. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking you, show HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and that his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and that he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.